Welcome to the When It Clicks podcast. This is episode 17. I am Daryl and Amber is with me.
Hello, everyone.
And tonight we are talking about humility. And the full title that we have on this episode is Humility. It keeps you reachable regardless of what you think you already know. And our own thoughts on this, like, I think that's kind of a huge count. That's a huge call out. And that kind of ties into a central message that we get into here on a regular basis, which is how life changes once you get into your 30s versus your 20s. And I feel like, man, when we're in our teens and 20s, we think just because we know something, we know just about everything.
We definitely do. But don't know shit.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's embarrassing. Like, it really is. When you look back at this now and you're like, yeah, I had a thought and I knew so much. And then you look back now and you're like, I didn't know a damn thing. And it was
nothing.
Nothing at all.
Grow and learn.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And that, again, like, that's, you know, that's what we're hoping here overall. And I think when we start talking about this, I think we're going to get into some stuff, both with our own experiences and some of the responses that we got, because we both asked questions on this. I think some of the things that people were honest about that they are trying to, like, still figure out and still trying to learn on, I think we've got some really valuable nuggets on that. So that's what we're talking about tonight. And before we get into those responses, though, I know you and I will kind of go back and forth with kind of what we've learned with humility over time. And again, it's going to be me going first because we did our coin flip and it's totally always me. I have such good luck at this. Like, I should totally go to Vegas and bet all my money because of this one coin flip that we do.
You should.
I totally should. So I think with this, I think there are two main things. I think it is having the awareness to know that you really don't know a lot. And that is, I mean, even at my age now, there's a lot of shit I don't know. And there's a lot of things that I think people would say, you know, would like try to say that, oh, you know, I know that, I'm pretty well set on that. But the thing is when you, what you find out is we're really always learning. And in some cases we're learning about stuff that may in some conversations or some points of view seem remedial. But I think if we're honest, like, there are things that we always think we know, but then there's always little nuances or little wrinkles that come up that cause us to kind of question, you know, what it is we know about ourselves and, or just things in general. And I will go, for me, probably the stuff that's really central to like what I do, which is, you know, communication and which is just not only speaking, but like listening and trying to understand and trying to, you know, put myself in somebody else's situation and understand their point of view. Like, you just, I find in stuff central to what I do on a daily basis, I'm still learning. Like, there's times where you're in situations and you're like, yeah, I got this. This is going really well. And then you'll find yourself in something else and you're like, oh yeah, I didn't pick up on that. I need to really, you know, work through this. That's professionally, personally, it's like, you know, you're just constantly figuring things out about yourself. And I mean, this week on social media, and you know this, like, I posted some stuff about this, like, hey guys, like, I'm trying to figure a lot of stuff out about myself. So I think it's not just one area for me. I think, and I'm, in some ways this is scary, but in some ways it's really, really exciting. Like, I'm starting to really figure out who I am as a person. And oh, by the way, it took me like 39 years to start to really realize that.
Yeah, and we have said this before as well, you can't put a time frame on things. Mm-hmm. And we are always learning. I mean, we're learning in our 30s, we're going to learn even more in our 40s, we're going to learn even more in our 50s. I mean, that's just, and when we're in our 50s, we're probably going to think back and say, man, we were in our 30s, we really thought that we knew a lot and we didn't know half of, you know, the things that I'm sure that we're going to continue to learn in life, because that's just, you know, the process of what happens. Yeah. I think that when I think of this topic, I think this is based around being humble.
Yes.
So in one area, I would say that with this comes not being arrogant. Mm-hmm. And not being arrogant because, one, nobody really likes a bragger. But even more so important than that is that life can change instantly. Mm-hmm. So in a matter of 3 seconds, so much can be taken from you. Mm-hmm. So there really is no point in having arrogance over things. Mm-hmm. It's okay to be proud of things. It's okay to feel blessed. It's okay to be thankful, but you know, you can be all those things without being arrogant. Mm-hmm. The other end of this, I think it has more to do with being teachable, which has a lot to do with growth and personal development, because when you are teachable, that means that you can learn. And for me, for myself currently, to give a current scenario for myself, you know, and people that know me, I recently left my staff nurse, my staff position as a nurse in one specific hospital that I was working in, and I'm now doing travel nursing. And with that comes that I'm working in areas of nursing that are new to me, that I'm not, you know, extremely familiar with. So in that circumstance in my life, from a professional point of view, I have to be teachable because there are a lot of new things that I'm learning, and you're learning off the experience of other people, which is really important. So, you know, we don't know everything, and you can't act like you know everything, because, you know, if you're going to be teachable, that's how you're going to, you know, that's how you're going to learn.
Yeah. And I think part of being teachable, and that is, I mean, that is what this is. It's not just identifying where you're working and trying to learn, but it's about who you surround yourself with. Now, that could be the people that you choose to surround yourself with, or like in your situation where you've got different supervisors and different leads that you're learning from. It is about not just learning, but like looking at the people that are in front of you or that have been through this and picking up the nuances and picking up the things. So yeah, I think that's a huge part too, because when we're talking about, nobody does like, you know, no one likes anyone that is arrogant or that is bragging. And I think a lot of times when people get really, really, you know, kind of, I guess, high on their own supply on stuff, it's because they're not surrounding themselves with people that really challenge them. They're in a situation sometimes that they've created themselves where, you know, they are the end all be all, and that's never good. Like, you always need to be, and at least in some of your circles, have people that can challenge you, that will call you out on your bullshit and will, you know, really demand more of you than just what you've done to this point.
Yes. And I think to go further with this, when you think about it from a personal relationship point of view, friends, significant other, family, we've talked about this before, how when you're listening to someone, you have to actively listen. You're not just listening to respond. And I think that being humble in a way comes to that as well, because you are listening to understand another person. You're not listening because you are eager to get your response out of what you're going to say to put your input in. When you actively listen, you are trying to understand the other person.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, I think that's huge. And then I think the other part is like, if you make a mistake, whether that's in your day to day or whether that's in conversation, you know, just own up to it, you know, and don't try to, because I think that's a thing too. If we're talking about somebody that isn't humble, they have a real issue with being wrong. And I know we've talked about this on the podcast a number of times too, which is we're all wrong on a daily basis. And by the way, when we're talking about how we're always learning, that's part of it, you know? So, you know, in a situation like that, like, you're going to make mistakes. And by the way, a lot of times, like, when something like that happens, ask those people around you and say, you know, what is it, what is it that I could have done differently here? And it's not always, it's not always a really cut and dry right or wrong situation. Sometimes it's, yeah, what I did here was adequate, but how could I do this differently? Because there's so many different approaches to pretty much everything most things that a lot of us have to work through or deal with in day-to-day life. So, you know, getting somebody else's perspective, even when you might have, you know, done something right, is always a good thing too.
Yeah, it is always good to see things from somebody else's perspective. And we absolutely will never know everything. Being a know-it-all at the end of the day truly does not get you anywhere. It's not going to make you go any further in a professional point of view, a personal point of view. You're not going to have personal growth in that way. We never know everything. And you're not going to be able to learn if you come across, and that's your thinking, that's your pattern of the way that you think, is that you just know it all.
Yeah, this is something that I've had conversations with my teenager on, because, you know, when people, if you're trying to like always say that you're right, or that you can never admit when you make a mistake, the way people handle that is they just stop interacting with you, because it's mm-hmm. just, it's such a, you know, it's much easier just to be like, well, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to deal with that person anymore. And, but it is interesting, because we talk to our kids about that, but you do see that a lot in day-to-day life too. And it's like, as adults, they never really learned that. So, I mean, I think that's another reason I think it's good that we're talking about this topic.
Yeah. And as teenagers, I mean, we have all done that. We think that we are right all the time. You can't tell us any different. Yes.
True.
I it's just important, I guess, as you grow, to realize that you are not always going to be right in situations. And it's good for you to talk to your son now, you know, and explain that to him, just so that when he's older, he, just like every teenager,
yeah.
not always yeah. going to be right. And yeah.
Yeah. Well, and something else here, as we're talking about this, I'm thinking about it, because, you know, you want to have humility, you want to be humble, but you also, you know, you have to be confident and you have to be assertive. And I, because we've talked about that in your profession, like there's times where you have to speak up. So, mm-hmm. I mean, is there a way to really describe that? Like you still have to be open to learning, open to like somebody else's point of view, but also at certain times, like you can't be timid in your point of view either. Otherwise you're going to get pushed around and you're going to get ignored, and you might actually be the one, because this goes both ways. It's not just everybody else's perspective on what we're saying and what we're doing, but like we're observing what they're doing too. So like, how do we switch back and forth from that, do you think?
Yeah. I mean, it's important to be assertive as well. And I think being teachable and willing to learn experiences from other people, but also putting in your own input into whatever it is at that moment, let's say it's just work related, you know, putting in your own input as well as learning from others is a way to kind of stand your ground in a way.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think from a personal perspective, and this is where we're going to tie it back to something that we say pretty much every single podcast episode, which is one way I think that we can learn from others is to really, again, like you're saying, not just wait to respond when you're listening, but actually take in what they're saying, take in what you know of past interactions with this person. What do you know that's going on in their day to day? Like, and this is both professionally and personally, and knowing that, you know, a lot of times when somebody is, you know, maybe they don't agree with you or they're not seeing you, if you feel like it's more of kind of like a personal state, like almost not really an attack, but like, you know, it's a little bit more personal. Again, they're probably dealing with things that you know nothing about. So again, we have to look at this and say, okay, we got to take the information out of this that we need, their point of view. But we also need to realize that there could be a lot more going on there than just what's going on in our conversation. So there is a lot to this, I think.
Yes. Yes, there is. And you're right. We do say that all the time. You never know what somebody's going through. So just be kind. Try to understand from somebody's point of view. Everyone has a different perspective. Try to take that in and go from there.
There you go. So we each asked the question, and what we were trying to get from our listeners is we wanted to know, like, what's an area where non-fitness related, we're very specific about that. We want to know different areas in life where they're still learning, where they've had to show humility. And I know we each have a set of answers on this. Do you want me to start off, or do you want to go?
You can go first, and then I'll read mine.
Okay.
You probably have them right in front of you, right?
I do.
Yeah.
So the first one that we have here is that my mental health is a constant evolution with accomplishments, setbacks, hardships, and lessons. So, what this person is saying is, I mean, look, they're learning about themselves and their mental health, and basically on whatever is happening, whether it could be perceived as positive or negative, you know, this is something where they're like, I'm still learning about this. And this is one of those responses that I liked, because I think if we're all honest, we're all like, we all have to be doing this, because, you know, things are, as you said, it takes 3 seconds for something to go to just like completely change. And then, you know, these situations that you thought you were equipped to handle, you feel like you're out on an island somewhere. I thought that was a really honest response. And I think it's something that we all are dealing with.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And we try to talk about like mental health as much as we can. I mean, it pretty much surrounds almost everything that we talk about on here, because it's so, so important. And part of the reason that we had said we wanted to talk about this specifically non-weight related was because we're, you know, trying to talk about things that are life-based and mental health related outside of fitness and a weight loss journey, because these are very important topics that should be discussed and that, you know, you hope get across to people.
Yeah. Yeah. And because I think, you know, and part of the reason that we like to go into this is because if you're looking at it, and there's so much that people put out about weight loss that you really could, you know, go back and forth on that. But, and I think we're both in 100% agreement. A lot of times with the things that people are dealing with weight loss and the struggles and the issues, the weight loss is a symptom of something else going on. And a lot of times it is absolutely what's going on with their mental health or how they view themselves. And it goes much deeper. So I like that we tackle these topics that we do, because you and I are both involved in the weight loss community. But when we started a podcast, we're like, there's something deeper going on here. We want to tackle that stuff. So that's part of that. And that actually, the second response I had was self-love. And, you know, again, this is something that we end up talking a lot about, because this is a really hard relationship for each and every one of us, because we all have our past. We all have standards that we're trying to live up to, whether it's stuff that we see that we think we need to live up to, or that, you know, people have put in us one way or the other. But I think if you're able to look at it's like you said, like there's no time limit on this. Like you're not racing anybody, including yourself. You're just trying to figure out, you know, who you are and how to appreciate, you know, every step of your process or your journey. So I think, you know, anybody that's looking at self-love as kind of an ongoing, evolving thing, I think that's huge. And I think, again, that's something that could be all of us.
Absolutely. Every single one of us. And that is a lifelong process. I truly believe that. The more you learn about yourself and what, you know, you just, that never will end. That's never going to end. You hope that you're going to continue to love yourself more and more and more and understand yourself more. And that's a process that you'll go through your whole life.
Yeah. Yeah. The next one that we have here is more, it's an explanation as well, but there's a lot of good details here, and I wanted to call it out, which is, I think when you're humble, people sense that and you are able to, and they're able to reach out to you with whatever it is on their mind without fear of judgment. I think I am continually learning in many ways. In my job, there's always more to learn. In books or Bible studies, I'm working on personal growth and independence, taking care of myself before everyone else. It's what I have done for years, and it's hard to break that habit. So what we have is someone that is trying to learn and develop themselves after spending years of literally putting everybody else first. And I know kind of the surface level on this is you can't pour from an empty cup and take care of yourself first. But, you know, this is somebody that has realized that, hey, you know what, I've done all this stuff for all this time, and I'm finally starting to see that I need to put myself first. And they're doing it in different areas. And I mean, you know, I think it's good when somebody finally gets that, when that finally clicks. But like, it just, you know, it, it's, it's a whole different approach to life. And that's really another thing that I wanted to call out with this one.
Yeah, I think that it's great. The silver lining and all that is, you know, yes, they have done a lot for others, but they now realize that they need to do for themselves and to put themselves first. And it's okay to put yourself first and to love yourself and take care of you.
Yeah. Yeah. The next one was working on keeping my temper in check, along with anxiety. And the reason I call this one out, I think, because we'll hear on our responses, mental health, we'll talk about anxiety, we'll talk about self-love. But you know, somebody acknowledging that, you know, they have a temper and that, you know what, I need to work on managing this. And again, this is somebody that if you come across somebody that is very self-serving and is very much about themselves, and has a temper, they a lot of times will blame other people for the temper that they have. So I think it's good that this person is looking at, you know what, this is something that I have. This is something that I'm working on, and I'm very much aware of it. So that's actually why I wanted to call that one out.
Yeah, it's great to recognize that that's something that you would like to put effort into to change. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then the last one of my responses was, I'm always studying self-help books to remain mindful. I'm an eternal student, so to speak. I'm in the coffee industry, but I'm always expanding my knowledge through work and home resources. I also study, drumroll, meditation. They love gardening, cooking, and baking as well. And they're trying to get back into drawing. So with this to me really speaks to something else that I think ties into humility, which is just a general mm-hmm. curiosity about life, wants to learn about the stuff they do at work, but also has those things that we talk about every so often, which is creative outlets, and is really looking to try different things and learn different things. And I think, you know, is anything that you enjoy doing where you can keep your mind sharp and you can continue learning, I think is huge. But I think just having that general curiosity is huge for humility.
Yeah, I love this response because I think it's great to want to continue to learn and mm-hmm. to get involved into new hobbies and new interests. And like you said, creative outlets. It's a great thing.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
All right. So I will go over a handful of my responses as well. So I pretty much asked the same question for the most part that you did, which was, what areas of life do you feel like you're continuing to learn that are non-weight loss based? And one of the ones that I received was that they were trying to work on learning to not hold grudges, which is something that we have talked about and cover, and that I'm sure we can all relate to. I know I certainly can relate to that. You try very hard to not hold a grudge. Sometimes it's harder. It's harder in some circumstances than others. Yeah. I say all the time, I'm the kind of person, I typically need at least 24 hours to kind of sit in my thoughts and get over something before I want to talk about it. But I think that that's a good thing to work on.
Yeah.
Next one was a similar one to what you had said as far as anxiety, learning to calm anxious thoughts. Mm-hmm. Which I think is a good thing. I know that I deal with some anxiety. I'm sure you do as well. I think that everybody to a certain level, I'm sure, has anxious thoughts. They kind of just pop up out of nowhere. At least I know that's for me a lot of the time. So trying to find a way to calm that, like, you know, a soothing way is helpful. Stress management, that's something else that we've talked about. Trying to learn different ways to manage stress is definitely very good especially for your health overall. Mm-hmm. Learning new hobbies, which is something that we just covered as well. Learning to slow down, that just sound very familiar.
A little bit of extra emphasis on that one.
And the last one was that trying to, in many different areas, whether a job, marriage, being a better parent, and just overall trying to be a better version of their self.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I think is something that we all try to maintain and work on. And
yeah, and what I mean, when you look at all of our responses, I think what we're hearing from everybody, and I think this is more of a you know, more of an awareness as you experience life and as you get older. We're just trying to cope with life. We're trying to mm-hmm. manage everything that we have on the day to day, as far as like responsibilities and tasks. And then you mentioned anxiety, and I do think it's something I mean, shoot, you hear all the time about just general anxiety, because like literally we all have it. And I think that's the speed at which we all live. And I think what we're trying to do is figure out, you know, how to calm down, how to slow down, how to like, you know, stop the chatter going on in our heads, just to kind of like, you know, take a breath and figure things out. So I think as long as we try to remember to have a kind of a wide open approach to always be learning, I think it can really help. But it's kind of what I take on all the responses that we got, which is a really helpful and hopeful thing, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that it does all come back to being teachable. Like we said from the very beginning, not acting as if you know everything and being willing to learn and learn from others and learn from experiences. Yeah. That's how you grow in life.
Yes, it is. It is. Try to grow one step and one day at a time. So,
yeah. Cool.
So with that, guys, that is our episode on humility. I think we really, I mean, I think we covered a lot. I think we're all just trying to work through stuff and we're all, you know, open to learning. And I think that is something that comes with age and you know, I think that's something we're always doing, but I thought this was a good topic, and you know, our topic selector is doing a bang up job of coming up with things for us to talk about. So I'm really happy.
I'm trying.
Yeah. So with that, guys, we will go ahead and wrap things up. As always, you know, if you want to hear from us throughout the week, go ahead and, you know, sign up via text. That's going to be sending WIC to 859-208-2334. Continue to give us feedback on each of these episodes, because we are, you know, like, you're shaping what it is that we're talking about. And, you know, while we have a excellent topic selector and an awesome outline writer, we need all the feedback from you guys, because we really want to keep this as something that's really entertaining and very helpful, and things that you're getting a lot of use out of. Thank you for, you know, the ratings, the reviews, the shares, all that stuff. So,
yes, thank you so much for listening to us and passing along the information and for giving us. I love to hear all your different perspectives on things and to understand where everyone else comes from, because everyone views things differently. So it's a good learning experience to hear other people's perspectives on things.
Yeah. So with that, guys, we will wrap up for this week. Thank you as always for listening, and we will talk to you again real soon.
Bye.